Welcome to the Life Strategy Show with Lolita Smith, where each show gets you one step closer to bringing prosperity and success to your future. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is thrilled to help you imagine it. What things are holding you back? Her ultimate goal is to provide you with the direction and solutions to become your best self and achieve unwavering success. Rise up with her and know that there is a place where you can be true to yourself and a strategy to get you there. Let go and free yourself from the strings of the past and find success, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Join your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and feel that world of prosperity right here and right now. The Life Strategy Show starts now.
Wow. Hey, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to do this show with the most incredible, amazing Lolita Smith. Today, guess what we're taking on? Self. Ask yourself this question. Self, what do you believe? Lolita, look, this is part of your mentoring program. This is what you work with people on. And again, it's a bigger platform. For those of you that want to find out more, lifestrategymentor.com is one way to get there. When you think about this and you think about the notion of self and belief, what does that come to mind for you?
Well, you know, when you think about belief, what you believe is who you actually are. So, you know, part of my mentoring principles, because we, you know, we're going to be expedient today and move forward, is self is the foundation of everything. So I decided to build a camp here for a moment or so we can get everything that we need to get in for the foundational level so that we can move on into the prosperity and success that we talked about before. But what do you believe is very important. You know, a belief system is a set of values or tenets, thoughts, ideas that a person or a group of people think. And there are different types of belief systems. There's religious, there's political, there's personal. And for this discussion, we will only be dealing with personal belief systems. And a personal belief, I like to give the definition of everything before I start so we know where we stand and we're all on the same page. A personal belief is an idea someone holds to be true about the world, society, and other things. And so I want to go into when you do have a belief system, your belief system actually determines your end results. So it's so funny, when I was talking to Dr. Pat, she just said BFA, and that's belief, focus, and actions. And I said, that is so apropos. She said, you know, BFF, Lolita, I see BFA. So what we're going to talk about today is your beliefs determine your focus determines your actions, and your actions determine your results.
Yeah. I mean, look, at one of the things I love about what you say, and let's dig into this more, because to understand the mentoring principles that you've just outlined, you have to understand self. You know, because, and what do I mean by that? We just got done with Lori Reed and we were talking about, you know, ourselves in relationship to other people, but we were talking about it from her perspective, an esoteric perspective. We have to understand it from a behavioral perspective. So like, I'm in a room with you, right? What do I believe in that moment? And then aren't you also, I want to ask you this question. I mean, tell me this, if we don't get self, we don't get to change. I mean, if we don't get like who we are and what we believe and where we're going and what we focus on, then it's almost as if we have no control of our life, no control of the trajectory. And then we ask ourselves, what? Oh, why did she manifest that and I didn't?
Absolutely. You know, with self, you know, what I deal with in my mentoring is self to change the perception of who you believe you are. And this is the core. And it's always the core, because what you believe, you can always accomplish. But it starts with the system of how you think about yourself. And then how you think about yourself is how you progress. And how you progress is the results that you see at the end. And so I'm going to talk about a little personal journey that I just went on to show you your beliefs, focus, I'm sorry, your beliefs determine your focus. Now, I'll start with me. I had a physical exam about 10 days ago. When I went to the doctor said, your cholesterol is a little high. I was like, oh no, poo. And so she said, Lolita, you need to lose about 10 pounds and that should help you to lower your cholesterol. You need to get on an exercise program and you also need to cut, of course, we've all heard, your fatty foods, your fried foods, your high processed foods, all of those things that they want you to be healthy. So then, you know what I said to myself? This is where the process began. I said, I believe if I can lose the 10 pounds the doctor said, then my cholesterol will be lowered. So that set the belief in motion. And from that point, I said, if I lose the weight, I think I'm going to be healthier. And as a man thinketh, so is he. So what you believe determines who you are. Whatever you believe in, you focus on and give attention to. So after I established that belief that losing 10 pounds will help me be healthier, then that became my focus. So my focus is then, now I have to have a dietary plan that's strict. I have to focus on what I eat, not eating all the high calorie, high fat, high processed foods. I also need to implement exercise into my diet to try to help me. And also, you know, I need to plan a course of where I want to be in goal setting. So at the end of that course, I can measure the results that I've achieved. So my focus went to the plan. Now, once you have a plan, your focus determines your actions. Your actions now are guided by the plan that you set forth. You know what? We have to write it down and make it plain. When you write things down, you are actually establishing things in your mind. You actually, writing it down makes it a part of you. It's like you're ascribing it within your mind. So it always starts with writing it down. It's important. And so now I have a plan of action and now I can move forth and focus on those actions. So now I am moving forward a week later and the plan I set forth, which was to lower my intake, to exercise, to watch what I eat so I can ultimately be healthy. So I am in the process of those actions now after I develop the plan. And so with that, we move to your actions actually determine your results. Your actions dictate the results of the outcome of the situation, whether good, bad, or neutral. Now, albeit I've only been doing this for about 10 days now since the doctor did, told me this information and I started. However, I can measure my actions and what the results are from those actions at this 10-day mark. At this 10-day mark, I am very pleased to say that I've dropped 6 pounds from following this plan. But it started with the belief that I could lose 10 pounds to be healthier. And then it moved to the actual focus of doing that, which ultimately resulted in the plan that I needed to implement so that I could take actions on that plan. And then the plan would result in my end result goal. So I am still a work in progress. So I am hoping on the next show, the whole 10 pounds will be down and my cholesterol will be lower. But that's how you set yourself up.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about this for a minute and jump right to it. Because if you take in noise, let's just call it noise in the signal, what would be noise? Oh, noise would be, you know what? You're never going to lose that weight because your hormones have changed. You're way too old. Everybody that gets older, da, 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 da. That's noise. It's going to be so painful. You're not going to get, I mean, all of that stuff, that's noise. And you know what? We're fueled by that every day. I mean, the advertising doesn't quite say it like that, but they do say it like that. They say, if you don't do this my way and buy this my way, there's no way you're going to do it. Because let me show you, people have not been able to do it. And isn't that part of what you're saying is that belief that you nailed down, that is going, that's the driver. Right? That's the engine that's going to fuel these other things, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, it is. That belief was the start of it. that determine my focus, and that focus is what actually moved me to the actions, and the actions are what is going to give you the result. But that is a perfect segue with what you said about, it's so much negativity out here, and what noise are you listening to? What's causing and setting up your mindset, which also go hand in hand with belief, is you have to have a positive mindset. You have to believe that you can actually do it, which is a positive mindset and actually shutting out all the noise around you and things that can keep you from walking into a positive mindset.
Yeah. And let's talk about this too. A positive mindset is really, and let's explain what a positive mindset looks like. You know, my dad used to use metaphors, both my mom and my dad. And, you know, growing up as, you know, the daughter of a truck driver and a mechanic, you learn a few things. You know, so I thought about this for the show, and I thought, you know what the beliefs are? They're the engine of the car. And you know what the focus is? That must be the steering wheel. But you know what the actions are? That's your gas pedal. Because you see, you know, like, I don't know about you. I grew up like driving cars really fast, driving motorcycles. And, you know, it's great to have, you know, it's great to have that engine going. It's really good. And you may have a little teeny engine, right? Or you may have a big engine. So your beliefs, really a metaphor like that. But, you know, that focus is that steering wheel, right? And then there are the actions. That is when you put the pedal to the metal. And what I love about what you're talking about, BFA, is this. If your beliefs are driving you and you got that steering wheel going based on a belief that is not going to get you fully where you want to go, that engine is still going to drive that car and you're going to end up at a place you really didn't want to be. Right?
Absolutely.
And mindset is the gas you put in that car. I didn't know I was going to go there today. So I was going to let you take over now.
But I'm glad you went that way, because that is the other part of it. The mindset is what takes you there. Absolutely. And I don't want to say it, of course, because we're on camera and we're recording. I mean, I used to street race in Washington, D.C., you know, and probably they would arrest me if they knew I was doing 90 or 100 miles an hour. Okay. Drag racing on the street. So we all have our past and our stories. Okay. But yes. The car is what focuses you to get you where you are, and your mindset is just what drives you to get you there. What in preparing for this and talking about how we can shift and how we can have a positive mindset, you know, I got a couple of principles together that I just want to discuss, that if you start implementing it, you can see changes come about in your life. Now, I don't know if we have time to go into them now, or we're going to go into.
Yeah, do it. No, okay. We're going to keep rolling here, because I want people to hear what you're about to say, because what you're about to say is going to send them into a place of change and transformation.
Okay,
that they've been wanting to go.
And, you know, we are cluttered with noise, negativity all around us. So how do we shift that and get a positive mindset? Now, when I was preparing for the show, I stumbled across this study, which was amazing to me. It said that 40% of happiness is determined by your own outlook or internal state of mind. Now, there are some things that we can't control. So we're not talking about the things we cannot control, but we're talking about the things we can control. So right there, when I read this study, I said, now, if 40% is depending on what I think, and that helps to determine my happiness, that's a great place. Those are pretty good odds. So how can now I focus on that 40% and stay in a positive mindset and achieve that happiness? Now, think on these things that are honest, pure, lovely, admirable, and of good report. 7 principles to focus on to start your journey to a positive mindset. Number 1, try to focus on things that make you happy. And that could be as simple as listening to good music or singing a song or thinking about, you know, being with a dance partner or thinking about something, you know, that has brought you joy. So if you think on things that make you happy, that's the beginning of triggering positive thoughts in your mind. You know, sometimes close your eyes, take a deep breath, Those are things that can make you happy when you just stop and slow down. That sometimes will give you that peace and that calm that can trigger that happiness. And then the other thing you can do is call someone you love and engage in a lighter conversation. Sometimes when I'm a little overwhelmed at work, I'll call my daughter and we'll think of something that was just like zany that happened. And we'll just start laughing. We'll burst out into laughter. And after that, it's like the day has just kind of fallen off my shoulders.
Wow.
Number two, be grateful for what you have. I think this is a really big one. You know, focus on happy memories and cherish those memories. Thank the people that have helped you along the way. Think about and focus on positive things that you have going on in your life now. Everything is not always going to be rosy or peachy keen, but there is always something positive in your life right now that you can look at. And if you focus on that one good thing, that can help move you through the things that are unpleasant. The third principle, be a source of positivity. Be encouraging. Let your light shine brightly for all to see. We don't realize it, but we unknowingly, as humans, copy the behavior of others. We mimic what we're around or mirror what we see. So if you are happy, joyful, upbeat, lighthearted, you change the atmosphere. And that's what people need sometimes. You never know with you being positive and being cheerful, what that other person is going through and what change it could cause in their life right at that moment when they really need it. It almost becomes contagious. You know, smile at a stranger. You know, when I was in college many, many years ago, I was walking down the street and, you know, I was in the streets of DC and, you know, it's not safe. I'm going to say that. And so I was walking and I was looking a little bit like uptight and mean because I'm like, I don't want anybody to talk to me. And, you know, a guy stopped me on the street and he said, you know, he spoke to me and said hello and I didn't answer. And he said, you know what? You never know what a smile and acknowledgement can do for someone's life.
Yeah.
That's stayed with me since my college days. Smile at a stranger. People want to be acknowledged. Yeah. You know, make a joke. Have people laughing. You know, anything to make shift from a negative viewpoint to a positive viewpoint is being a source of positivity. And also do something nice for someone you don't know. I was in the grocery store or the supermarket over the 4th of July. It was a woman in front of me. She was paying for her groceries. And I told the cashier, I'm going to pay for her groceries. And the woman turned and looked at me like I had said something crazy. And the cashier said, oh my, you're going to be blessed. And this woman said, I never expected to come in here and someone else pay for my groceries. I said, well, you know, I didn't expect to pay for them either, but I feel that that's what I'm to do. So I wanted to pay for your groceries so I could be a blessing to you. And she looked back and she stood there until I put my things on the conveyor because, you know, her stuff wasn't paid for because I told them I would cover the bill. But anyway, I saw in the parking lot after I had checked out and she was just so thankful. She said, yeah. Unexpected. I said, yeah. Absolutely. But the impact that that has on that person's life, you may not see it then in that day, but it's definitely a positive impact. The other thing, and look, okay, this is the one that I'm definitely going to have to preface, and I'm definitely going to have to give a definition to. Spend less time with TV or social media. However, listen to what I'm saying, that promotes negativity, right, or reports on the dark side of things.
Yeah.
Okay, so no, we're not saying TV and social media is a no-no. Absolutely not. With everything, there is a balance, but what you take in is what you focus on and becomes a part of your memory. So if you try to keep things that are more positive, if you try to look at things that are good, of good report, things of goodwill, nice things people are doing, that actually makes you feel good that there is still good in the world. So try to mix your social media with positive things that may be going on. Number five. Write down or journal your wins and your victories so you're able to look back at what you've accomplished and where you've come from. We talked about it earlier with goal setting. You need to write it down and make it plain. But that's the same way with your victories or your wins. Because when you're feeling in a funk or you're feeling a little low, you can go back and say, I nailed that. I really did. So write it down so you have it. And I say in perpetuity, because we know that, I'm trying to speed this along. We know that when you write things down and you have a record or a journal, you can always go back and refer to it and see where you've come from. The next thing or principle is surround yourself with positivity. Spend time with people you love doing the things you enjoy. Spend time with the people who make you happy and unfriend negative people who are not adding to your life. Sometimes we let people hang on to us because we are comfortable. We are, you know, we are familiar. But if they are not pulling you up to take you to the next level, then they're only pulling you down. So if it's someone that's bringing you down, making you depressed or sad, then that may be someone you have to consider the relationship and maybe unfriend. And the last and the most, I think, prevalent of all is be resilient. Don't give up if things aren't going your way or if you have a bad day. Don't feel defeated. You know, ponder what you've learned from the experience. Even though you feel that it didn't go your way, there is always a learning moment in it, a teachable moment. Don't feel like you're a failure. You know, dust yourself off, pick yourself up, and try again tomorrow.
I want to tell you something. I'm going to go back for a minute. And for those of you that are listening, you're going to be able to watch this back. And Lolita is going to have more of this on her website. So what she is sharing here today is also going to be posted. You're going to be able to download it. We're going to be able to, you know, create a way for you to download it, because part of starting the process and part of what you're looking at and starting the process is not just hearing these things, but, you know, Lolita is going to do more shows like this. But what you're leaving people with today is these nuggets right now, these nuggets for people, and giving people a formula. See, this what we're talking about here today is life strategy, right? Are you all with me now? A life strategy map, blueprint to positive mindset. You see what she just shared? She broke it down. And she's like, Lolita is like, this is how you get it. Now, let's talk about this for people, because we've got a few minutes left. If you want to find out more about Lolita Smith, go to lifestrategymentor.com. You're going to see a lot of information. You're also going to see a lot more information coming. But what I loved about what you did is this is not like we don't have to take it all on. What if people just said this week, I'm going to do this one thing, right? Can you talk to that? Because sometimes when we get this, right, we're thinking this is a buffet, people. You can pick this one and do it today. But the point is, you got to do it. You got to work it. Tell us about that.
Wow. That is so, so fitting to the end, because I was going to tell you, I was going to leave you with what you need to do. I was going to give you a task to start the process going. And what I'll say is a positive mindset is not achieved overnight. It is a process. We cannot always control our situations, but we can control how we react to them and how they mentally affect us. So your task is each day to think of at least one or two positive things that bring you joy until it becomes a habit or part of your routine. That's the first step. Pick one thing that you can meditate on or think about that is good. And when you come up against situations or things that you think are negative, think on that thing to help move you through, because the more you do it, you're establishing a habit and a routine, and then it'll become a part of you. The more you think on the good, the less time you have to focus on the negativity. Be a change agent. Shift the atmosphere around you, because you never know who you may be lifting up.
Hmm. You know, thank you for a powerful message today, because, you know, part of what we're also talking about, you know, this is something that you actually incorporate into your coaching, into your everyday life. I want to thank you for this today. And thank you for reminding us of how to achieve success, how to transform our lives. But that's why you're the Transformational Life Strategies coach as well. Thank you for that. I want to ask you again, how do people find out more about you? We're going to be posting this information to the website. If you missed this show, it's going to play again. And I just want to know, what do you want to leave us with today? What's your personal message?
Personal message is baby steps. It's not going to happen overnight. So just one step at a time, something that you're comfortable with. It shouldn't be something that's a task or a chore. It's something that you're comfortable with. Take the first step, think of something positive, and let that permeate and become a part of you. And then add another one to that and just keep that journey. And pretty soon you'll look back and notice the negative doesn't bother me anymore because I'm keeping my mind focused on positivity.
I love it. Lolita Smith, everybody. You can find out more about her at lifestrategymentor.com. Also, be on the lookout. We're going to be putting this in a PDF that you're going to be able to download and a checklist so you can keep track of where you are. Because Lolita said it, you got to write it down.
Thank you for listening to the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, on transformationtalkradio.com every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Rise up with Lolita and know that there is a place where you can be true to yourself and a strategy to get you there. Find success, prosperity, and unlimited possibility right here and right now every show. For more information and to work with Lolita Smith, the Life Strategy Mentor, visit lifestrategymentor.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.